Hello, good morning. How are you all? Thank you all for joining me in today's series of Making Money. My name is Badenra Britsby. I'm your host for today. The first one I'm going to talk about is how to even find the right business to do. So I'm coming together with my team to form a business very soon. But before we do that and announce it to the general public, I just want to share a few tips with us. Now, for you to start a business, for you to make money, you have to know that making money from just one single source is very dangerous. Just the way if you come to my house and I offer you a seat with one leg, I bet you're not going to sit on it. So that is how explosive, how dangerous it is when you earn income from just one source.
Hello, good evening, Revolution team members. My name is Badenra Britsby. How are you today? I just decided to say hello to you all. Thank you all for holding on very tight to your vision and your dream. I understand that we all have been quiet in the group. And I also want to just say thank you all for also believing in our dream and in me as your team lead. I was just a bit perplexed about the old pressure of bringing people, network marketing this, network marketing that. And the truth is, as much as I know that the platform is a network marketing company, I also wanted to find a long-lasting solution to marketing issues, basically. So even if you have your traditional store and you're buying and selling stuffs other than Longreach, you really are saddled with that problem of how to find people, how do I locate people, how do I make sales. And so I went for a course to learn on digital marketing. And so I would like us to approach her business with all seriousness. Now, I really don't want to start training us all in silo. So I'm doing this voice note as a motivation for everybody that our years of worry or our years of having to talk to people over and all over again, those years are gone. So now what I want us to do is I want us to rebrand ourselves. And remember, it's teamwork, because like they say, together everyone achieves more. So this is not just about Bade, it's not just about Tosin or Oluwaye Tunde, it's about everybody coming together to rebrand the vision of the company. But we're also going to use it using the attraction marketing strategy. So what I've learned is we'll come together, rebrand ourselves, and then do couples of videos, couples of presentation, get websites, load websites, run sponsored ads. It's and another thing about this is that you have to spend money to actually attract people online. But the truth is, if you run an ad using 5,000 naira, you know, the greater value when you see somebody that will now show interest is more. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I mean spend money, I don't mean millions and huge thousands of naira. But the thing is, we have to be consistent at whatever we believe in. So now this is a wake-up call for all of us. I understand our challenges, I understand our pain point, but the truth is, we all have to come together. We have to put the hard work down now. And one thing is that when we come together, what we're just coming together for is to build content, create this content, upload them on website, and then start running ads to tell people, to sensitize the general public about it. Like, seriously, we are going now from one-on-one marketing to internet marketing. The era of us having to call somebody to tell them about our business offering is over. Read my lips, it is really, really over. So right now, it is the era of them looking for us, them searching us. And another thing is, they will not search you and then find empty information. You won't really get people to convert into customers. But when they find you and your website or your blog or your Instagram page or your Facebook page, when it's loaded with information such that they can take informed decision without even calling you, then it's easy for you to convert them. So let us use digital marketing, let us use online marketing, let us use social media to market our product out to people. So if you are interested, just comment interested. We'll pick a date next week. And the truth is, we really have to work between now and December so that by January, as people were saying, Happy New Year, God keep us all alive, we're all rebranding and we're going to do massive revolution. You know, when I picked that name Revolution, it was actually an insight. I just didn't pick Revolution just for the sake of picking a name, but I wanted us to cause a revolution on this earth. And so if you're with me and you were sure that you want to cause a roaring revolution, you want results to really cancel insults, so please just comment that you're interested and let us all learn together in this journey. So congratulations, I would say. Like that Yoruba song says, congratulations, oremo, orewa. So I'm only going to congratulate you because I know that once we start work, all we have just have to say to ourselves is congratulations upon congratulations. Okay? Thank you all for listening to this voice note. And until I hear from you, bye for now. Thank you. Hi great people, pleasant morning to you. I'm actually recording this podcast on the 12th day in May 2020. I'm Badenwa, your favorite online marketing chick. And a lot has happened over the period, but it's still good for us to keep our heads up. So during this COVID season, I hope you're all keeping safe. And I pray that this too shall pass. But I need to talk to us women. So I titled this presentation or this message strictly for women. So I'll start by telling you a story. So you see, sometimes as women, we do a lot. We go through a lot in terms of our health. But we don't seek for help the right way. I know as women, you know, being friends with a fellow woman, we rather talk about the shoes, the bags, the hair, the makeup, the fashion designer, where you bought your shoe. But you see, there's one major issue that happens to women that people naturally do not talk about, but I've decided to start talking about it. And that issue has caused, you know, women a lot of discomfort. Some, their marriages. Some, they have to deal with infertility. Some, they have to deal with the shaming and all of that. But yet, we still feel, you know, it's not time for us to talk about it. And that has to do with vagina or bacterial infection. Statistics shows that over 50% of women have this infection at one point or other, which also makes it one out of every five women usually have vaginal infection. Now, before you start asking me, how can you have vaginal infection? Well, hormonal imbalances. You know, sometimes men are also carriers of these bacteria. The vagina normally has self good bacteria that helps to defend it, you know, from infection. But over time, those bacteria also get depleted. It can get depleted. Maybe you're doubting the use of antibiotics. You know, sometimes I know when we used to have infection, the first thing that comes to mind is, let me use antibiotics. Oh yes, you'll feel better. But you know that antibiotics, while killing those bad bacteria in your vagina, also takes along good ones, which I would like to say that it depletes the good the good bacteria in your system. So antibiotics is a no-no anytime you're experiencing infection. Also, you can have infection by using multiple toilets. I work in one of the corporate organizations, and there's a limit to the toilet facility that can be placed in the building. So we have two toilets for female on the first floor, two toilets for male on the second floor. And it will interest you to know that we have a sitting capacity of almost, I'm not exaggerating, almost 80 women on these two floors, because they also host one of our contact center. Now, most of those girls, not trying to judge, but you know, they are not yet in that place, because for married people, you still try to take care of it, you know, you maintain one partner and all of that.
But for some of all of these girls who are running contract jobs, you know, the rest is history. And then we sit on the same toilet. So exposing yourself to the same toilet can also, with large number of people, can also increase your chances of infection. Another way is if you go through surgery, if you go through childbirth, maybe the tools that were used on you were not properly sterilized, you can also suffer from infection. I remember when I had my baby, I had serious infection because of the tools that were used. But, you know, we just need to start talking about these things. I remember also somebody had miscarriages just because she has infection. Over time, those infections actually cause ovarian cysts, fibroids, and all of that. So it's high time we start talking about the woman health. Because a lot of expectations are placed on us. If a woman gets married and there are no children, you know, nobody's going to look at the husband, it's the woman. It's sad, but that's the society, and that's the faith that we've gotten ourselves. But as women, we need to do more. We need to take our health seriously. I know a lot of women who go to the air vendors, you know, buy expensive air, but down there, they're stinking. Fishy smell. I have a friend who, you know, before she wears up trousers, she has customized it in such a way that, you know, the pocket, she has to make a hole in the pocket. So by the time she's sitting down, she has to put her hand into the pocket to reach her vagina, you know, in case if it starts itching her. Vagina infection happens even at a younger age. I know a lot happened that time in school. I went to a girls-only school, so it wasn't about having sex partners or anything. It was just using toilets and, you know, those hormonal changes, especially when you're done with your period. Sometimes, again, from the quality of sanitary towel that we use. Some use very low-quality sanitary towels, and by the time you're done, it makes things worse for you. And I know that time in school, when you're itching, you keep itching, you just can't stop. Then by the time you go to pee, you know, it's so burning, it gives you this very burning sensation. And then we call it sweetie. You know, for some extreme cases, we call it scrubuji because you just keep itching. So these things are real. These things still affect women. Some tend to use antibiotics now, they feel everything is fine. But no, they're depleting it. And what happens is that once those good bacteria that are defending your pussy, once they start depleting, you really do not have any choice again but to give in for infection. And then over time, it starts causing all of these ovarian cysts that we're seeing, cancer in extreme cases, and you're wondering. So you have to start taking your health seriously. So you ask me, why am I doing all of this? You have to maintain proper hygiene. You have to eat good foods. Number two is that, you know, there's a good product right now in town. And that product has helped many people. Now, before you castigate me, I would like you to do the research yourself. Take this word to Google, take it to YouTube, and see how this product has touched many lives of women. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is because I have a partner that I gave it to, and it has worked for the partner. Now she's currently pregnant, and she called me and she said, "Badenwa, you're not doing justice to this product." So I felt, okay, it's high time we start, you know, raising awareness of people on how they can use this great product, and let's even see how it goes. Apart from that, benefit of this product, it makes you very sweet for your man. Please, before you start asking me, this is not Kaya Mata. It is a product that has been certified by the Food and Drugs Administration in the United States. It's also certified by NAFDAC. So these are products that are tested and trusted. It makes you very, very sweet. It gives you libido. You know, sometimes as women at 45, you just notice you have low sex drive. You say, oh, you blame it on menopause. Menopause, my fault. When you use this product, it just puts you in the right mood. It makes it very wet, very sweet for your man. We have a slogan that is used by women but enjoyed by men. It's high time we start suffering ourselves, or no, let me say suffering yourself. It's high time we start, how do I put it now? You start discomforting yourself for all of those luxury things. And it's high time you start taking care of your pussy for your own sake. Because even if you're not sleeping around, even if you don't have partners, what about when you go to pee and when you start having that burning sensation? I have a friend, she used to buy packs of panty liners from me, and I wonder, panty liners? pack of panty liners. Some packs used to have 10 pieces in them. One person using that much. So, you know, that can tell you what the health of that pussy is. But at the end of the day, you need to see the expensive hair, big girl and all of that. There's more to the outward appearance. We have to start taking care of our inner health. And, you know, one thing with women is that we hold issues so much. We owe them so much that at the end of the day, by the time a woman nervous, a woman's system or health system breaks down, there's little thing you can do to remedy it, because those good bacteria will still keep her going. She will sit on hot water, she puts salt, you know, she just keeps on going. She feels everything is fine and all of that. But no, you're not. The health is depleting. So what we usually recommend is for people to actually do their scan, come on those products, and then go back and do their scan. Because sometimes things that are affecting, you know, the health, they are myopic. There are things that you cannot see. There are things that you cannot say. That, okay, fine, you can say you feel better, but you might not know how much, how deeply much this product has helped you. So we hope that you would try and, you know, take a look at this product. I'll be leaving the link. You can go to my website. It's www.onlinebusinesstalents.com. And then when you go to my shop, you will see a product called Virgin. Or you can go to www.onlinebusinesstalents.com. Go to the blog section. You will see a Mary Virgin review and go through it yourself. I'll repeat that. www.onlinebusinesstalents.com. Then you go to the blog section and then look for one of the blog posts that talks about a Mary Virgin review. You'll be glad you did it. You'll be glad you did it. You'll be glad that you're truly open to this. You'll be glad that you actually use the product. And guess what? It's money back guarantee. If you use this product, be genuine to yourself. If you use this product and you do not see a great improvement in your health down there, we'll give you back your money. Yes, on me, I'll give you back your money. 100% money back guarantee. But trust me, you will always see a great improvement when you use this product. So to talk again on Strictly Women Affairs, I remain your host, Badenwa Rotibi. Bye for now and stay safe during this lockdown period. Bye. Hi, great people. Pleasant morning to you. I'm actually recording this podcast on the 12th day in May 2020. I'm Badenwa, your favorite online marketing chick. And a lot has happened over the period, but it's still good for us to keep our heads up. So during this COVID season, I hope you're all keeping safe. I pray that this too shall pass, but I need to talk to us women. So I titled this presentation or this message, Strictly for Women. So I'll start by telling you a story. So you see, sometimes as women, we do a lot, we go through a lot in terms of our health, but we don't seek for help the right way. I know as women, you know, being friends with a fellow women, we rather talk about the shoes, the bags, the hair, the makeup, the fashion designer, where you bought your shoe. But you see, there's one major issue that happens to women that people naturally do not talk about, but I've decided to start talking about it. And that issue has caused, you know, women a lot of discomfort. Some, their marriages. Some, they have to deal with infertility. Some, they have to deal with the shaming and all of that. But yet, we still feel, you know, it's not time for us to talk about it. And that has to do with vagina or bacterial infection. Statistics shows that over 50% of women have this infection at one point or other, which also makes it one out of every five women usually have vaginal infection. Now, before you start asking me, how can you have vaginal infection? Well, hormonal imbalances. You know, sometimes men are also carriers of these bacteria. The vagina normally has good bacteria that helps to defend it, you know, from infection. But over time, those bacteria also get depleted. It can get depleted. Maybe you're doubting the use of antibiotics. You know, sometimes I know when we used to have infection, the first thing that comes to mind is, let me use antibiotics. Oh yes, you'll feel better. But you know that antibiotics, while killing those bad bacteria in your vagina, also takes along good ones, which I would like to say that it depletes the good bacteria in your system. So antibiotics is a no-no anytime you're experiencing infection. Also, you can have infection by using multiple toilets. I work in one of the corporate organizations, and there's a limit to the toilet facility that can be placed in the building. So we have two toilets for female on the first floor, two toilets for male on the second floor. And it will interest you to know that we have a sitting capacity of almost, I'm not exaggerating, almost 80 women on these two floors, because they also host one of our contact center. Now, most of those girls, not trying to judge, but you know, they are not yet in that place, because for married people, you still try to take care of it, you know, you maintain one partner and all of that. But for some of all of these girls who are running contract jobs, you know, the rest is history, and then we sit on the same toilet. So exposing yourself to the same toilet can also, with large number of people, can also increase your chances of infection. Another way is, if you go through surgery, if you go through childbirth, maybe the tools that were used on you were not properly sterilized, you can also suffer from infection. I remember when I had my baby, I had serious infection because of the tools that were used. But, you know, we just need to start talking about these things. I remember also somebody had miscarriages just because she has infection. Over time, those infections actually cause ovarian cysts, fibroids, and all of that. So it's high time we start talking about the woman health, because a lot of expectations are placed on us. If a woman gets married and there are no children, you know, nobody's going to look at the husband, it's the woman. It's sad, but that's the society, and that's the faith that we've gotten ourselves. But as women, we need to do more. We need to take our health seriously. I know a lot of women will go to the air vendors, you know, buy expensive air, but down there, they're stinking. Fishy smell. I have a friend who, you know, before she wears up trousers, she has customized it in such a way that, you know, the pocket, she has to make a hole in the pocket. So by the time she's sitting down, she has to put her hand into the pocket to reach her vagina, you know, in case if it starts itching her. Vaginal infection happens even at a younger age. I know a lot happened that time in school. I went to a girls-only school, so it wasn't about having sex partners or anything. It was just using toilets and, you know, those hormonal changes, especially when you're done with your period. Sometimes, again, from the quality of sanitary towel that we use. Some use very low-quality sanitary towels, and by the time you're done, it makes things worse for you. And I know that time in school, when you're itching, you keep itching, you just can't stop. Then by the time you go to pee, you know, it's so burning, it gives you this very burning sensation. And then we call it sweetie, you know, for some extreme cases, we call it scrubuji, because you just keep itching. So these things are real. These things still affect women. Sometimes you use antibiotics, now they feel everything is fine, but no, they're depleting it. And what happens is that once those good bacteria that are defending your pussy, once they start depleting, you really do not have any choice again but to give in for infection. And then over time, it starts causing all of these ovarian cysts that we're seeing, cancer in extreme cases, and you're wondering. So you have to start taking your health seriously. So you ask me, why am I doing all of this? You have to maintain proper hygiene. You have to eat good foods. Number two is that, you know, there's a good product right now in town, and that product has helped many people. Now, before you castigate me, I would like you to do the research yourself. Take this word to Google, take it to YouTube, and see how this product has touched many lives of women. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is because I have a partner that I gave it to, and it has worked for the partner. Now she's currently pregnant, and she called me and she said, "Badi, you're not doing justice to this product." So I felt, okay, it's high time we start, you know, raising awareness of people on how they can use this great product, and let's even see how it goes. Apart from that, benefit of those products, it makes you very sweet for your man. Please, before you start asking me, this is not Kaya Matter. It is a product that has been certified by the Food and Drugs Administration in the United States. It's also certified by NAFDAC. So these are products that are tested and trusted. It makes you very, very sweet. It gives you libido. You know, sometimes as women at 45, you just notice you have low sex drive. You say, oh, you blame it on menopause. Menopause, my fault. When you use this product, it just puts you in the right mood. It makes it very wet, very sweet for your man. We have a slogan that is used by women but enjoyed by men. It's high time we start suffering ourselves, or don't let me say suffering yourself. It's high time we start, how do I put it now? You start discomforting yourself for all of those luxury things. And it's high time you start taking care of your pussy for your own sake. Because even if you're not sleeping around, even if you don't have partners, what about when you go to pee and when you start having that burning sensation? I have a friend. She used to buy packs of panty liners from me. And I wonder, panty liners? Pack of panty liners? Some packs used to have 10 pieces in them. One person using that much? So, you know, that can tell you what the health of that pussy is. But at the end of the day, you need to see the expensive hair, big girl, and all of that. There's more to the outward appearance. We have to start taking care of our inner health. And, you know, one thing with women is that we hold issues so much. We owe them so much that at the end of the day, by the time a woman's system or health system breaks down, there's little thing you can do to remedy it, because those good bacteria will still keep her going. She will sit on hot water, she puts salt, you know, she just keeps on going. She feels everything is fine and all of that. But no, you're not. The health is depleting. So what we usually recommend is for people to actually do their scan, come on those products, and then go back and do their scan. Because sometimes things that are affecting, you know, the health, they are myopic. There are things that you cannot see. There are things that you cannot say. That, okay, fine, you can say you feel better, but you might not know how much, how deeply much this product has helped you. So we hope that you would try and, you know, take a look at this product. I'll be leaving the link. You can go to my website. It's www.onlinebusinessstylings.com. And then when you go to my shop, you will see a product called Virgin. Or you can go to www.onlinebusinessstylings.com. Go to the blog section. You will see a Mary Virgin review and go through it yourself. I'll repeat that. www.onlinebusinessstylings.com. Then you go to the blog section and then look for one of the blog posts that talks about a Mary Virgin review. You'll be glad you did it. You'll be glad you did it. You'll be glad that you're truly open to this. You'll be glad that you actually use the product. And guess what? It's money back guarantee. If you use this product, be genuine to yourself. If you use this product and you do not see a great improvement in your health down there, we'll give you back your money. Yes. On me, I'll give you back your money. 100% money back guarantee. But trust me, you will always see a great improvement when you use this product. So till we talk again on Strictly Women Affairs, I remain your host, Badi Nwa Rotibi. Bye for now and stay safe during this lockdown period. Bye.